Hi everyone, I'm Barrington Brennan, counseling psychologist and marriage and family therapist with your daily relationship nugget. I have a very serious question. Here it is. Is it possible for today's teens and young adults to remain sexually abstinent? This is serious. Is it an out-of-date teaching or expectation? Before I explore this question, I will give my definition of sexual abstinence. Sexual abstinence is not having sex in any form, emotionally or clinically, before marriage. Now listen to what Wikipedia gives as a definition. Sexual abstinence, or sexual restraint, is the practice of refraining from some or all aspects of sexual activity for medical, psychological, legal, social, financial, philosophical, or for religious reasons. Here is one reason sexual abstinence has not worked very well in our society, where most people claim to be Christian. Religious parents and leaders have mostly taught sexual abstinence only in the context of spiritual purity, a divine expectation. This is what the Bible says, and therefore do not do it. That's about the limit to the teaching. While the teaching of sexual abstinence is ideal, the method of do what the Bible says alone really does not provide enough knowledge to assist the individual when navigating natural emotions and physical sexual desires. Many religious leaders ignore the reality of natural drives or desires of the budding young adults. Many make our teens feel that sexual desires itself is really wrong when not in a marriage. Over the past 15 years, I've conducted numerous seminars for teens and young adults on sexual abstinence or sexual purity. I call these seminars the Foolishness About Abstinence. Now, don't get too excited about the term, just listen. Although I am a promoter of sexual abstinence before marriage, the seminars were designed to help the participants to think clearly and objectively about the sex drive and the purpose for sex. One of the features of the seminars was to have the participants fill out a sexual attitude questionnaire. Over the 15-year period, I accumulated about 1,000 respondents to the survey. One of the key questions was, have you had sexual intercourse at least once? In every seminar setting, 50% of the respondents indicated that they had sexual intercourse at least once. Note that these were teens who attended church regularly and were taught to abstain. A part of my seminar presentation to the teens and young adults on sexual abstinence, I would usually examine the impact of the abstinence pledge that started in 1993 in the United States by the Southern Baptist Convention and has circled the globe. It was first called the Virginity Pledge. As a parent of teenagers at the time, my two children also signed the pledge. Here's the abstinence pledge. Listen. Believing that true love waits, I make a commitment to God, myself, my friends, my future mate, and my future children to be sexually abstinent from this day until the day I enter a biblical marriage relationship. End of quote. Millions of teenagers around the world have signed this pledge. It was done as a means of getting a commitment for teens to reverse their sexual activities to post-wedding day. Has the use of the abstinence pledge been effective over the years? Washington Post newspaper on March 19, 2005, reported some startling overviews of the effectiveness of the abstinence pledge. The report was written by staff writer Cicely Connolly, and she said, listen, teenagers who took virginity pledges, public declaration to abstain from sex, are almost as likely to be infected with a sexually transmitted disease as those who never made the pledge. And that was an 8-year study. released just then. Although, she continues, young people who signed a virginity pledge delay the initiation of sexual activity, marry at younger ages, and have fewer sexual partners, they are also less likely to use condoms and more likely to experiment with oral and anal sex, said the research from Yale and Columbia University. This report confirms my finding that sexual abstinence teachers have ignored the reality of the power of the sex drive in teens and did not present a more comprehensive approach to sexual abstinence. Here is another report. Peter S. Bierman, professor at Columbia's Institute for Social Economic Research and Policy, he indicates the following. The sad story is that kids who are trying to preserve their technical virginity are, in some cases, engaging in more riskier behavior. From a public health point of view, an abstinent movement that encourages no vaginal sex may inadvertently encourage other forms of alternative sex that are at higher risk at STDs. End of quote. Here is a bright spot with the use of abstinence pledge. According to research, listen to this now, teens who make a virginity pledge are far less likely to be sexually active during high school years. And nearly two-thirds of teens who have never taken the pledge are sexually active before 18. That's two-thirds, 66%. By contrast, only 30% of teens who constantly report having made a pledge become sexually active before age 18. This is a good report. Yes, it is. But don't get so excited. Some things has to change regarding the methods because we are often not giving sufficient information about sexual abstinence. First, it is my strong view that sexual abstinence is possible. Second, it is ideal and rewarding for waiting until marriage to engage in sexual intercourse. Third, it is imperative that we talk with our teens frankly about their sexual drives, passions, and urges, and let them know that sexual urges are normal. Talk with them about the advantages of waiting. Here's the fourth point. Be wise to let them know that it's best that they always have their heads on their bodies. Do not allow the urges to dictate to their behavior or cause them to act impulsively. That's how you get pregnant. And if they feel the urges so uncontrollable, they must plan not to let the moment destroy their lives. Use protection. Avoid pregnancy. Avoid becoming promiscuous. This has been your daily relationship nugget. I am Barrington Brennan, keeping a smile on your heart.